You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Here's Blackman, trying to step up, and he's taken down. Christian Wilkins leading the way.
McSorley throwing a deep ball, got a man, it's caught at the 20. Deshaun Hamilton breaking a tackle. Touchdown, Nittany Lions.
Love stays on his feet. Bryce Love pushing, driving, touchdown.
Looks long, throws, end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Alabama. Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama. Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks, presented by Castrol Edge. DJ Bucky here, and this is it, Buck. It's the college football preview extravaganza.
You know, I'm really excited about college football. I know I took a lot of hits last year because
it's a new year.
People said I wasn't focused on the college thing and my picks came in subpar. But this year, this is it. I'm calling it.
Oh, you calling your shot?
I'm winning the championship.
Nice.
I'm focused this year.
Bucky's focused, everybody.
I got some help. And I may even be willing to plump down a little bit in Vegas.
Whoa.
Based on the work that I'm doing.
Whoa.
I may put a couple coins in the dollar slots.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's confidence is what I like to see. You know who else was confident? No, I won't go there.
Who, the dude that walked out the boxing ring the other day?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say Michael Spinks, but that's all right.
The dude that walked out the boxing ring
before the fight. What was that? Why did he do that? I saw the video, but I didn't hear any of the audio. He's in the ring. They ring the bell, and he just goes out the ropes and leaves.
He just walks.
What happened?
It was supposed to be a contract dispute. Like, he was disappointed in the contract.
It was a statement. He wasn't scared.
Yeah, it was a statement.
Because I was thinking that's probably what I would have done. No, yeah, I'll fight him. That's a lot of money. Yeah, I'll do that. And all of a sudden, ding, ding, like, I could do without that car.
It was a statement.
All right, let's let the folks know what's coming up. We got our picks coming up later on, which is the highlight of the episode. We've got Kent back in town to contribute here on the picks. He set the games up. He's already used all of his inside sources to see if he can win this thing for the third year in a row. Has he won this twice in a row? Oh, gross. So he's trying to win it 3 years in a row. We'll see if we can keep that from happening. Sully is cautiously optimistic behind the glass that he's going to have a better campaign this year and finish this thing off. Second place last year, Sully?
Second place the last 2 years. Oh. I've dropped it to Kent in the title game the last 2 years.
That's tough.
It's terrible.
I wish I could tell you. I feel bad for you. So we'll get the picks coming up later. Our good buddy Bruce Feldman's going to stop by, going to talk about some of the top players in college football and some of them as it relates to them being NFL prospects. So have a great chat with Bruce on the way. And then I thought we'd start it off, Buck, with something new we're doing. We've got a joint top 25 prospect article that's dropping. I think we're going to, what are we updating this every quarter or something like that?
Yeah, we're
it's a joint thing. It's a
ranking and banking. I know that's always popular.
NFL.com/prospect rankings. You can check that out. So we each produce a top 25. Keep in mind, Buck, we still have so many guys to watch. I mean, I've just watched so many, few guys.
I mean,
so this list is going to continue to
scouting.
continue to evolve as we go along. Scan scouting, flash scouting, blink scouting, whatever you want to call it.
Close your eyes and pick name scouting.
But I thought we could give the folks a little bit of a window in.
Yeah.
Top five. So I've got my top five. You've got your top five. I thought we could kind of run through those real quick. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. I'll lead us off here. Number one player for me, Nick Bosa from Ohio State. Look, he just looks just like his brother when you watch him. He is one that I've done a lot of work on over the summer. I feel good about him as a top player. I'll rip through my five buck, then hit me with yours. Ed Oliver from Houston. I'm going to talk to Bruce Feldman about him a little bit later on. He's a very special, dynamic, inside pass rusher, all about quickness. Justin Herbert I had as the number three guy, who I think is top quarterback. I know a guy that you love there from Oregon. Raekwon Davis, kind of big, freaky defensive tackle, something Alabama has put out a lot of lately. He's the next one in line. And then Rashawn Gary, who to me, when I watched him, reminds me a lot of my man with the Saints coming off the edge, Cam Jordan. So that's my top five. Bosa, Oliver, Herbert, Davis, Gary.
Now I'm with you, especially with the top two. Bosa and Oliver, I believe, are one and two. And then I think it can kind of go sideways because there's so many different guys. Justin Herbert, to me, is a guy that certainly draws enough intrigue and interest. He is a specimen. We saw him at Pac-12 Media Day, just the way that he throws the ball all over the yard. And he's so athletic for that size. He looks like what a prototypical quarterback should look like. I'm going to go with A.J. Brown right after him because I think he is the prototypical number one receiver. Big, physical, has great hands. This is a baseball player, plays in the MLB farm system. And then finally, you know, I think we always have to have like a dark horse or someone that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Oh, who we got here?
No, I just think Christian Wilkins is going to be a guy that we talk about a lot.
It's only not a dark horse. Everybody's been talking about Christian Wilkins.
No, but they're not talking about him in the top five.
You're higher on him than I am at this point in time.
Come on, man. Yeah, I can play anywhere from the one to the nine.
I just saw he get put on the ground a little bit too
Every
much.
Now and then you get turtled.
I just wanted to say.
And then you get turtled. But he can do a split.
He did the split when he got
he can do a split.
Knocked off the ball a couple times when I was
so
watching.
Negative.
No, I
so
like
negative.
Him. I like him. We'll
Look
see.
Look at what he could be.
That Clemson group. I did think, though, and we'll see how this year plays out. I think this Clemson group, there's a lot of good players. I didn't see any of those guys.
Feel like it's overhyped?
There's a little bit.
A little overhyped?
There's just the numbers game. There's a bunch of them.
There's
good.
A bunch of
good players.
Yeah, it's funny.
But that dude from Ohio State, he's better than all of them.
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
You're with me on that, at least.
Yeah, no doubt. Come on. He's up there. Now, I will say this about the Clemson crew. They are overhyped because I think they are on TV every week and people keep talking about them. And I think announcers are quick to say, oh, these guys are number one picks. When it comes to some of the guys, like I think the premium for defensive tackles particularly, if you can be a defensive tackle that is going to be a top 10 pick, you have to be able to affect the passing game.
Yeah, I just didn't know Dexter Lawrence really was doing
So Dex, like it's funny because it breaks my dad's heart. I was like, Dad, I don't know if he's going to be a first-round pick.
For those
who
don't know, your dad coached him.
My dad coached Dexter Lawrence at Wake Forest High School, and I was like, I just don't know if he's going to be a first-round pick because I don't know if he'll get enough sacks to command that kind of attention. And the way that he is being played there, he's just not like a twitched-up pass rusher inside. I don't know what the premium is. With the other guys, of all those guys, Clelin Ferrell could be the guy because coming off the edge, being able to harass quarterbacks and do some of those things, like he could be in the mix. And I just have a fondness and an affinity.
You know the beautiful thing about a joint ranking?
You don't have to put your name on it.
When people hit you up and say, this is the dumbest list I've ever seen, you just say, there was a lot of DJs picks.
The votes.
And then they come hit me. Like, how do you have this guy in there? I'm like, I don't know. Bucky was wrong on it. You rated him wrong. I had him right. I agree with you. Anyway, so you can check that out. Again, the website is NFL.com/prospect rankings. You'll see the DJ Bucky Top 25 joint effort there on the NFL.com website. Let's take a moment to bring you a message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Everybody knows about the risks of driving drunk. You can get in a crash. People can get hurt. People could even get killed. But let's take a moment to look at some surprising statistics.
Almost 29 people in the United States die every day in alcohol-impaired vehicle crashes. That's one person every 50 minutes. Even though drunk driving fatalities have fallen by a third in the last three decades, drunk driving crashes still claim more than 10,000 lives each year. Many people are unaware that driving while high can be just as dangerous. In 2015, 42% of drivers killed in crashes tested positive for drugs. Not so harmless after all, is it? And get this, from 2007 to 2015, marijuana use amongst drivers killed in crashes doubled. The truth is, driving while high is deadly.
So stop kidding yourself. If you're impaired from alcohol or drugs, don't get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Drive sober or get pulled over. All right, let's get to our good buddy, one of the premier voices in college football. I think one of the smartest people in the sport. He's written some fantastic books. I encourage you to go check those out, and you can find him each and every week with the Fox Sports crew. One of our good buddies here. Here's our chat with Bruce Feldman. He's going to be out at the Texas-Maryland game doing his thing on the sideline. Bruce, thanks for taking some time for us today, buddy.
Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since one of our favorite things in college football world from a scouting perspective is your Freaks List that came out, it's been middle of July. So I'm taking you back before we get into looking at some of these games here, week one. I'm looking at the list, Bruce, and right at the very top, you have a defensive lineman from Michigan, Rashawn Gary, that most folks know a little bit about.
Yeah, you know what? He was in that class with Ed Oliver, and it was a loaded class that came out 3 years ago, and most of those guys have panned out or exceeded expectations. And with Gary, you see the numbers. The biggest areas I think he's really kind of grown is just in his agility and everything else, because everybody you talk to would kind of rave about all of his development and kind of coming out of high school probably more advanced than most kids. He's in a great system with Don Brown. I mean, those guys just rack up tackles for loss. Mostly they do from, the second level. But whatever you want to question about how good Jim Harbaugh and Michigan are going to be this year, their defense, I think, is going to be really nasty, and Rashawn Gary's a big reason why.
You know, and thinking about defenses, I want to talk about the kid from Houston, Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver is someone, to me, that is kind of fascinating to have a five-star recruit stay local and to go to a school that would be deemed to be a smaller school. What have you found out about him when you dig around and talk to coaches about?
You know, it's funny. Last week I was in at Texas and had dinner with a longtime NFL scout, and we talked about who was as advertised, and he said the guy who really jumps off the screen is Ed Oliver. You know, I don't know if he's 6'3". I mean, I've been around him. I'm not.
He's not 6'3". I can tell you that.
Yeah, if he's 6'3", I think you guys might be 6'3". I mean, he's probably closer to 6'1". But just the tenacity and the effort, he is, from the time he came out of high school, I think he was, they always said he was great with his hands and just really explosive. And he has played some high-level teams, but, you know, week in and week out, that's been a question mark. Our crew at Fox has him week three against Texas Tech. Now, that's not a great opponent, but just to see him in person, you're going to see him at Arizona. He's going to play Power Five teams. It's just not like he's going to play Power Five teams where he's going to see, you know, if he went up against UTEP last year, he probably would have had a better test going up against Will Hernandez than anything he's seen some of these schools he's going to face. But I just think you have to love the explosiveness, the effort, the determination, and he's put that program on his back and to some degree tried to put that city on his back. So whether he is, you know, the short defensive line deluxe guy of Aaron Donald or not, I mean, you guys would be a much better gauge on that than me. But I just think he can't win a Heisman there. But word is out. I mean, whether he's at a Group of Five or a Power Five, and I'm sure he's going to get double and triple teams, so we won't probably see him put up like 30 tackles for loss. But if he does, he might be able to get invited to New York. The school is smart. They did their little bobblehead with the horse gimmick. And a lot of the national media has fallen in love with that.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I love that. And look, he's somebody I think the scout you were talking to hit on the head is there's certain guys you do not have to consult the program to find out who you're watching. You just pop on the tape of Ed Oliver and you figure out who he is in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Bruce, the start of the season here, we've had last week, I don't really count that, as thrilling as those games were. This week it really cranks up. So predict the future here. Give me a couple names of guys that aren't necessarily household names for NFL fans that are following college football and looking towards a draft, but maybe a couple names after this weekend's games that scouts are buzzing about and we're going to be talking about here.
Well, we're going to have some marquee kind of matchups, so there's going to be an LSU-Miami game. I'm curious as to – we got a good game within a game here between Amon Richards, who doesn't have a great quarterback at Miami, against Greedy Williams at LSU as a ball-hawking defensive back. I think that could be a fun matchup. Amon Richards is pretty dynamic. I mean, again, he doesn't have a great quarterback to throw to, but we'll see some stuff from there. Also in that game, two really good linebackers. Devin White, tackling machine for LSU, for the running back. Yeah, he's good, and that's a really good defense that Dave Aranda has. On the other side, Shaq Quarterman, I think Miami's got a really good front seven, so keep an eye there. Auburn, I think Jarrett Stidham, to me, is probably the most impressive of the senior quarterbacks, and he's going to get a really good secondary he's going to have to go up against. Two really good cornerbacks that Chris Peterson has at Washington. Jimmy Lake does a phenomenal job with those DBs. You know, if they give it to Auburn, because that's like a de facto home game for the Tigers, keep an eye on some of the guys on that defense, especially in the secondary from Washington that we're going to hear about. Byron Murphy, not a really big cornerback. Keith Taylor is a big cornerback who I think is kind of bubbling underneath the surface in Seattle there. So those are ones to keep an eye on. Very curious. We talked about Michigan a little bit with Notre Dame. You know, Michigan's defense, really good against. You know, you lose Notre Dame, lost a great O-line coach and two great O-linemen. So will this be like a feast or famine kind of days there for Rashawn Gary? And I think some of those guys on that Michigan defense, Chase Winovich, I think is going to put up a lot of sacks this year, a lot of TFLs. I don't know if the NFL loves him in terms of measurables, but he's really productive, and I think he could have a big, big first weekend.
You know, I heard you talk about a quarterback, the guy that you like the most being Jarrett Stidham, but the guy that I like a lot, I know you've been around a lot, has been Will Grier from West Virginia. What are your expectations from him heading into his final season?
Bucky, I think that offense is going to have a massive season because you got Will Grier, who is married with a kid, really good connection with that staff. He's mature. He's got three really good receivers. A lot of people talk about David Sills. Gary Jennings might be a better NFL prospect. He's big and physical. He's like 6'3", 215. They have a stable of really good running backs. I think they might have the best bookend tackle group between Colton McKivitz, really underrated, and Yadi Kajust, who is a former basketball player. Both guys were former really good high school basketball players who developed under Joe Wickline. What's going to be fun about that offense is they have some tight ends to work with, and the why I would mention that, and this is going to be good for Will Grier. One of the things people loved about what Lincoln Riley did at OU last year, yeah, Baker's phenomenal, great fit for Lincoln, but he had a couple of X-factor guys. Dimitri Flowers is a really smart football player. With a fullback, could do a lot of stuff with, mismatches. They also had some kind of flex tight ends they could do some stuff with. Don't be surprised if Dana Holgorsen and Jake Spavital kind of do some stuff there with a lot of the extra dimension guys they have, and that Will Grier is smart and can take advantage of those mismatches in the Big 12.
I'm excited to see how that offense comes together. I don't think they're going to see a whole lot of resistance in the Big 12 once they get rolling. One team that came up to me when talking with a veteran buddy that's been in the NFL for a long time, Bruce, is he said he'd just gone through Wisconsin, and he said they're good enough to win the whole thing. He said the offensive line is the best in the country by a good margin. The running back's legit. They've got guys on defense. When you look at somebody that had been around Leonard as well as I have during our time there in Baltimore, and said that Jim Leonard's a star as a defensive coordinator. He said, I just think people were maybe a little bit surprised when Wisconsin came in ranked preseason number four. This guy thinks they got a chance to win the whole thing, Bruce. Is that crazy?
I don't think it's crazy. You know, like, well, look, they have some issues with receivers off the field, and we'll see how that plays out. But if their quarterback, Alex Hornibrook, played like he did in the bowl game against a really athletic Miami defense, he lit them up, they're dangerous because they have the best offensive line in the country. And that running back you're talking about, Jonathan Taylor, he's on my freaks list. You know, you look at the numbers that he did within that program in terms of just, you know, 10-yard burst. I mean, it tops what, like, Saquon and some other freaky athletes have done. This is a kid who almost went to an Ivy League school. He's that smart. And when he got there, I talked to some of the older players in the program, and they were like, man, this kid is – he doesn't even know how good he is. And so you have that, as you mentioned. You know, they got a big athletic nose tackle. He's a 340-pound guy who's doing, like, splits in midair and backflips. Really athletic, explosive guy in the middle of the defense. The linebackers are good. The linebackers have been good for a long time, no matter the defense. has that kind of sports is going on there. And I think one of the biggest factors of why they're so good, they know exactly what makes them good. Everybody in that program, every coach in that state, whether it's a head coach in Paul Chris or it's a high school coach there, they get the DNA of what makes that place work. And so I think they all believe in it. And you sprinkle that with a lot of really good athletes, they're dangerous. I mean, their schedule is going to be a lot tougher this year because the way the Big Ten schedule sets up, lots of tough road games for them against some really good opponents.
You know, I don't think this game is necessarily upset in the making, but I am curious about Florida Atlantic and what Lane Kiffin is doing there. I know he has a new offensive coordinator, Charlie Weiss Jr. How much do you expect things to change down there?
You know, it's still Lane's show. I mean, he had Kendall Briles. It was still Lane's show. I mean, he's going to take feedback and all. But first of all, Devin Singletary, the running back there, I was there a couple of weeks ago. I asked Lane, would you guys have recruited him in Alabama? He goes, no. You know, measurables-wise, he's not that big. But he may be the best player on the field when they play in Norman this weekend. He's got some talented quarterbacks. He's got two really good receivers, one transfer from Texas, the other from West Virginia. Those guys can really roll. On defense, number two is a good linebacker. I'm blanking on his name. He could play in the SEC. I don't know if they have enough big people to keep it going for four quarters there, but I think they're dangerous, and I think it's going to be a lot closer than the people in Vegas think it will be.
Last question for me, Bruce, and I'll let you roll. I mean, it's a really good slate of games here. We've talked a little bit about Auburn and Washington. You've got Notre Dame and Michigan. That'll be fun. I mean, shoot, just Lane Kiffin going to take on Oklahoma will be great as well. But I think the country is pretty united in this one, and that's App State, Penn State. When we get into that one, Bruce, what do you want to do afterwards? Like, should I call you to celebrate? Should I text you? Do you want me to leave you a voicemail? I'll probably be overly excited. I just don't want to throw you off your game on a work day.
You know what you should do, DJ? You should go into this big NFL Network bank account and give some money to Scott Satterfield because people are going to try to pull him out of it because they know he's a really good X and O's coach. We saw what happened a couple of years ago when they had Tennessee on the ropes. You know, the East Carolina job may come open this year. And if they were able to
– That's a step down. That's a step down, Bruce. We're not leaving App State to go to ECU.
Whoa. ECU?
The Pirates?
Come on.
Okay, hold out for ACC.
I don't know why he didn't get even a sniff from some of these SEC jobs because he's a really, really good X and O's guy. I think he's like 30-9 the last 3 years there. People know. I guess the question is how hard would they recruit if – I don't even know. That's the only thing I've ever heard, you know, as a skepticism. I'm surprised nobody has not, like, really knocked on his door. So you know what, DJ, you need to be thankful for as long as you got your guy there.
I know if they pull this off and beat Penn State, it'll be very bittersweet because it'll be a brief celebration before we wish Coach the best as he moves on to some ACC or SEC gig.
Yeah, look, North Carolina. I mean, it's a North Carolina guy. Larry Fedora is on the hot seat.
He's not on the hot seat. He signed that big deal. We can't get rid of him even. Though a bunch of alums would love to, we're just kind of stuck.
Bucky, let me ask you this. Like, how many games does he need to win to not be on the hot seat this year?
I just thought the contract had locked him in. I mean, I think people are growing tired of the act. He's always kind of sniffed around for new jobs when he has success. So we always felt like he thought Carolina was a stepping stone, which is fine. Like,
basketball school, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so
that might be the best. That might be the best job that's open this winter
if it does, because it really is a good job. You just have to understand what it is. Like, Carolina is always going to be a basketball school, but it doesn't prohibit you from having a good football team. With him, I think he hasn't done a great job of capitalizing on when he had great offensive personnel that went to the league to fortify the recruiting ranks. And then when you just have the suspensions and stuff, they just don't have enough marquee guys, and they haven't paid enough attention to defense.
I will leave you with this one thing. A basketball school last winter got the best head coach in the head coaching market and beat Florida and Tennessee and whoever else, you know, wanted to get Chip Kelly. So,
there you go.
Yep.
So don't sell North Carolina football lightly, Bucky.
No, not at all. I just think it's funny.
Hey, if North Carolina hires Scott Satterfield, I mean, I don't know. I guess I might have to go get one of those fake degrees from North Carolina and just change sides. You know, Bruce, I might have to switch it up.
What have I done? What am I doing?
Hey, have a blast. Texas, Maryland. I'm excited to see this Texas football team. Maryland, obviously, they've had a brutal offseason. I'm sure you'll have to touch on that stuff as you get out there, Bruce. But we appreciate
you. Keep an eye on Gary Johnson, number 33 at Texas. He's going to make a ton of tackles. He can really run.
Oh, I love that. Dropping a little nugget on the way out the door. Hey, Bruce, we appreciate your friendship, buddy. Let's catch up soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
See you, bud. Bruce always dropping little nuggets on the way out the door.
He knows so much.
Oh, he's dialed
in. So many different
names.
Programs.
He's so good with names. That's one thing. I got to, you know, as we get through in the middle of the season, I'll have more names in my memory bank. He knows names of all these dudes very early on in the process, and I always enjoy chatting with our good buddy Bruce. Can't beat him. All right, are we? Have we reached that moment in the show here? Are we picks, Sully?
Let's do it. Let's get it going, baby.
Oh man. By the way, we're introducing something new. We got the music. So we've got, for those that didn't listen to the show last year, we do this every week. We pick the top 10 college games. The top 10 college games are picked by our buddy Kent, who's joined us here today. Kent, are you mic'd up back there?
Yes, I am. All right, Kent, I'm ready to go.
Two-time champ. Smiling, giggling back there, Buck. Very confident. And I think maybe he's confident because he picks the games, and he puts us in a bad spot with our alma maters.
I think it's
continued for another year. He's put our alma maters on here, forced us to pick them, even though I'm going to be right this week.
You are? You feel it this week?
I feel the upset coming. But something new this week is we learned that in our midst, we have, I don't know, maybe the best voice in NFL media.
Oh, man.
Cam. So we're going to have a cam call. We're going to start this thing called a cam call. So one of your games that you pick, Buck, You can. Cam comes out of the bullpen and he can give a call. It's like speaking something into existence. Call a play that's going to happen in the game that's going to help you win. You ready?
I love it.
All right. Well, let's start off here. The big 2-point game of the week: Washington and Auburn. Kent has gone with the Fighting Chris Petersons. Sully is feeling the Auburn Tigers. He's very much an SEC loyalist. What do you think?
That's unbelievable that he just can. I mean, I would think that.
I like Jared Stidham. I agree with Bruce Feldman. I really like that guy.
You have a bias. Such a bias.
Because we met him out there. Well, we met him at Elite 11. And Sully fell
such
in love.
A blind
I did. We had a nice chat about Whataburger and how it's superior to In-N-Out, and he's a dang good quarterback on the side, too. So
I like Whataburger, superior but it's not.
Superior to
In-N-Out.
But
I like it.
Yes.
Can like
superior
both.
To In-N-Out?
100%.
We don't want to do this now, Buck. We don't want to go down this road.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't want to do this. All right, who are you picking and why?
I'm picking UW.
Why?
Chris Petersons, the coach.
That's it?
The coach has had all offseason to pick apart Auburn. You remember when Boise used to beat everybody at the beginning of the year because of the extra opportunity to dig into it? I think he is going to give Auburn fits. I think this is going to be a 2-touchdown win for UW.
Whoa. Kent, you putting your finger up back there?
One thing you got to remember, Auburn, this is their third straight game at the same stadium.
They lost the previous two.
And they lost the last two. I'm with Bucky. I think UW wins by a touchdown.
Them. I saw them. I saw them lose to UCF. I was not
Here's
over
the thing.
Impressed.
Washington's offensive line got a chance to be one of the better ones when healthy, but their best offensive lineman is coming off of an injury. I don't think he's at 100%, and this is not the defensive line you want to be facing when you are not at 100%. And this comes down – look, I love the secondary that the Huskies have. They lose Vita Vea. I don't think – they got some good players up front. They do not have another Vita Vea. I like their secondary a lot, but – I think they're going to get moved around a little bit up front by this Auburn group and this run game and this creative run attack that they have. And I also think when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, if we got quarterbacks, I trust Jared Stidham more than I trust Jake Browning. So I'm gonna go with the Auburn Tigers.
So that same Auburn front that moves people around could not move UCF off the ball.
They didn't want to be in that game.
I mean, they were in the game.
They beat Shaq
Griffin.
I want to say
guys.
I know at some point in time last year this Auburn group. I think they dominated the Alabama Crimson Tide. Are they any good?
They're okay.
Yeah, and I also saw them dominate Georgia the first time. Then they ran out of gas.
You're only as good as your last one.
No, they're going to be fine. I like Auburn in that one. Plus, it's basically a home game there in Atlanta. So there you go. Kent's going Washington. Bucky's going Washington. Me and Sully.
1-0.
We ride together, buddy.
1-0.
All right. Michigan, Notre Dame. We got 2-2-pointers. I just realized this. 2-2-pointers. Kent is going with Notre Dame because he's a homer. He picks Notre Dame to win every single week. Sully is going with Michigan. I am going with Michigan. I think, and Bruce said it, I think Michigan is going to have the best defense in the country. They are loaded on defense, and I think they get after the Fighting Irish, and I like Michigan to win this game. What do you like?
I'm going with Michigan.
Are you? There you go. It's come
Shea
on
day.
Now.
Shea Patterson Day.
Shea Day? Is that the title of the article
it's
after
Shea
the game?
Shea Day. Yeah. I think Shea Patterson is going to have an outstanding game. I think this is debut. Look, Michigan has not had a big-time quarterback. He is the first big-time quarterback they've had in a long time.
Just need a good quarterback. They don't even need a big-time quarterback.
He's going to be solid. And I'm not saying he's a world beater, but I just think he gives them options. I think they're balanced. And their young wide receivers are explosive and dynamic. I think we'll see that be the difference.
All right. I'm with you on that one. We're together. All right, let's get to a big one. Sunday night, the Canes, Miami, and LSU. Man, this is like, a good slate of games here week one.
Again,
always going to take Notre Dame, always going to take Miami. He struggles when they play each other. Last year, he didn't sleep that whole week when Miami played Notre Dame. But he's going with the U, and Sully likes the U. And who are you going with?
Is this the 80s and 90s? Like – what Miami team are we seeing that's going to be so
hot? They were hot last year.
I'm trying to figure out.
They were hot last year. By the way,
give me LSU. Give me LSU.
I was going to say before.
No, give me LSU.
Because you're going Lone Wolf because I'm going to go with Miami. Yeah. I'm going Miami.
Like that? Come on.
I'm just going with Mark Richt.
I think y'all are scouting the uniform.
You want to get a Greedy Williams Cam call in
here? Oh, come on, Cam. Give me something with Greedy Williams.
Yes, sir. I can do that. So I have the matchup against Miami here. And coming out, it will be the University of Miami single back formation, feature back in James. Play action, three-step drop. Looking to his left, firing.
Oh, here he comes.
Is my guy
it.
Intercepted by Green.
Oh, I see it.
Two red the play in the slot. He accelerates down the far sideline, weaves back in between the hashes. No one can catch him. 10-5, touchdown.
That's it.
LSU.
That is a Cam call. I think this is the best edition of the podcast we've ever had. The Cam call is in the mix. I love that. Greedy Williams. I almost want to change my pick.
I like it. 3-0. I'm 3-0 right now. I'm looking at my thing. I'm 3-0.
All right. You're going with LSU. Let's get to Virginia Tech, Florida State. Kent going with Florida State. Sully, Virginia Tech. I'm riding with Kent on this one. Florida State to me. We'll see the Willie Taggart
Virginia Tech
get underway. I like DeAndre Francois getting the nod. I like that. People forget he played at a pretty high level when he was healthy 2 years ago. He bounces back. Florida State, I like him big in this one.
Florida State. Yeah. Willie Taggart and him, they put their hands on Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Sully.
Sully wanted Fuentes to come back and be Tennessee's coach at one point. I think that's what it was.
Come on. All right, this one we don't need to take much time on. Alabama and Louisville. Kent Bama, Sully Bama. I'm going Bama.
All across
Sully,
the board. All Bama.
Yeah, all right. Last year's Bucky would have picked Louisville.
Yeah, I'm not playing around this year.
Don't be last year. This is like Bucky, like DirecTV Bucky and Cable Bucky.
Yeah.
We're trying to get DirecTV Bucky this year.
Yeah, no. We're locked and loaded. Yeah. We're focused.
All right, Sully, I'm looking at these picks. You got to be kidding me. West Virginia against Tennessee. Kent picking West Virginia. Sully, who went to Tennessee, also picking West Virginia. That is gross. I'm picking West Virginia because I didn't go to Tennessee, so I can actually be objective here. And the fact that Sully won't ride with his alma mater, that's embarrassing.
So it's only one.
I picked against an SEC team. I'm biased, and I can't win there. And then I went to Tennessee, SEC team,
be
can't
loyal.
Win there either.
You're more, this is what is wrong with the SEC. You're more loyal even to your conference than you are to your own school.
No. I could care less about that conference. I'm trying to win, y'all.
Y'all.
Trying to win.
Yeah, how, what,
trying
best,
to
come
back to W.
So how do you celebrate it if Tennessee pulls this thing off?
I'm celebrating.
There's no way you should celebrate.
Doesn't matter.
You can't go out and get
a beer. No, you just said you want to win.
You can't go out and get a beer if your team wins. Like you have to, you just have to just you just have to stay in.
I think
like,
it's closer than the experts.
You can't be at Rush Street. You can't be anywhere popping bottles because your team won.
Popping bottles at Rush Street.
You can't. I don't want to see any of that.
I do think it's closer than the experts think.
I think West
it's going to take a Will Greer touchdown late.
I do think West Virginia is going to beat the brakes off them. What do you think?
Oh man, they may put half a hundred on them.
What about the second half? You know who put 36 points on West Virginia last year? Kansas.
Whoa.
Tennessee's offense is going to establish themselves
on
the
ground. Who's the quarterback?
It's going to be Garantano.
Pick him.
Who?
Garantano.
Oh, pick him.
Can I get 6 points on this one?
Pick him.
Pick him.
Why don't you pick your boys?
Garantano. West Virginia.
Last chance. Nope. You can still change your pick.
It's going to be Wilger show. That secondary cannot stop him.
Don't you ever wear any of that Tennessee gear in here ever again. You don't even ride with him.
Yes.
Don't even ride with him.
Man, do you remember how happy he was when Pruitt got the job?
I'm trying to bully these
guys. Remember how happy he was when Pruitt got the job?
It's going to take a couple years, boys.
He was like, couple years.
He is country, yeah. By the way.
Very much so. He grew up 45 minutes from where Fulmer's from on the Tennessee border.
Yeah. We got to get some audio of him after the game.
All right.
Yeah. He does have some Nick Saban nights.
There's no L in high school.
Yeah. He is country. All right. This is a sneaky good game of the week. A game last year, San Diego State won against Stanford. This is a Friday night special. Kent's rolling with Stanford. Sully's rolling with Stanford. If it's at San Diego State, I might go San Diego State. San Diego State's got a good offensive line. They got a lot of pieces in place there. I would have maybe leaned to them double up, but it's at Stanford on the farm in front of, I wouldn't say a raucous crowd, but it's not a home game. I'll just leave it at that. I'll go Stanford. What you got?
I mean, that's easy. I'm going to go with Stanford. Stanford's been
the Bryce Love Heisman campaign kicks off?
I think it needs to kick off. You know, hopefully he's healthy. The ankle is right. But, yeah, this is a big game. Stanford's been pointing to this when San Diego State knocked them off last year. I think they have their attention. I think they get beat down.
The name we're going to be talking about after this game is not Bryce Love. It's going to be Caden Smith, the tight end from Stanford.
Caden Smith is real. I like him.
He's nice. All right. FAU, Oklahoma. We look, Sully, Kent, myself, we all go Oklahoma. Last year's Bucky would have gone FAU.
Oklahoma.
This is a new Bucky.
Come on, really conservative right now.
All right, you're going with
really
that.
Really conservative.
All right, then we get to this game where this is
alma mater love.
This is a difference between me and Sully here. Penn State is three touchdowns plus expectation that they win this game. That's a nice way of saying it, right?
Expectation.
Can't get in trouble for that. App State, Penn State. Of course, Sully and Kent going with Penn State. I do not ever go against the alma mater because we've won a lot more than we've lost. We came close against Tennessee a couple years ago, as Bruce alluded to. This is the year we're due. And this is, I don't feel great about going up against a veteran quarterback like McSorley. That makes me a lot nervous. Not a little nervous, a lot nervous. But App State, Buck, I'm going to roll with them. Rolling with them. And you know why? Because I've got a cam call waiting for you. Oh. Before you make your pick, let me get a cam call and see if this gets you potentially move your opinion here. Go ahead, Cam. Let it rip.
The Mountaineers in the Lions' Den as we start the third quarter of action. Trail by 8, 21-13. It will be an I formation as the 22-year-old senior Jalen Moore will make his way out onto the field, cladded with his black top and yellow bottoms. I formation, strong right formation. It'll be a handoff. Moore stutters toward the far right side of the field. Will switch direction, go to the left side of the field. Reverses, will wiggle back in between two tackles. He has a little bit of space. Daylight is open for him. Rushes down the far side of the field. Yes. Turns on the thruster. 15, 10, 5. And Jalen Moore wants some more.
That had a WWE feel to it. Nice, Cam. I feel great. We're winning. That's it. That's a Cam call for you, Buck.
I love that.
You gonna do it? Come on, join me.
No, I can't. I'm going. I'm going with James Franklin and Penn State because I believe Penn State is going to be in the playoff.
Oh, well, that's a bold take.
Yeah.
You got a veteran quarterback.
No one cares. No one cares.
I don't know, but I used my cam call properly there. Is that not the best addition to the podcast, by the way?
That was awesome.
Give me some feedback on social media if you're listening to this, how good the cam call is. He's going to be like the next Al Michaels, and he started right here on Move the Sticks. I love
loved it.
Last game. Speaking of alma mater games, Bucky, don't do it to yourself. Kent's going Cal. Sully's going Cal. I'm going Cal. North Carolina at Cal. We've got three Cals.
Look, I understand it. There's a bias in here. I know there's a bias in the podcast studio. I know y'all don't like all things Carolina. I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened.
You knocked Indiana out of the tournament a couple years ago.
Tar Heels. I don't know. But
yeah, it's their basketball school. Yeah. Their basketball team that gives me problems.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to ride with the Tar Heels. I know we have a bunch of guys out. I think 12 guys are suspended for this
That's
game.
It?
But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're going to have some fresh new Jordans on. Yeah. We got some J's on, and we're going to walk right through the Cal Bears.
Right through them. Justin Wilcox, boop, huh? Boop, 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 like they weren't boop, even there. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. That's Bucky's lone wolf, another one.
Come on.
How about that?
10-0.
Man.
Undefeated.
Buck, you said you were going to do better.
I am.
You said you were going to try. You said you were going to try.
Come on. Right at the top. Right, we got
to come up with the penalty for losing this league.
The only thing that I see shaky.
Maybe wear an ATN shirt around for a couple days.
No.
The only game that's a little shaky that I could think maybe the Michigan game, but outside of that, all these other ones are solid.
Yeah, I feel good. We'll see. The Auburn one, I'm rolling with Auburn. It wouldn't surprise me if either one of those teams won by like 17 points. Wouldn't shock me.
And then just the way that you guys are going about it, man, y'all have just handed Miami to turnover chain.
Do we want to, before we wrap up, do we want to make our playoff predictions here real quick? Who your four teams are? I mean, we start with Alabama and Clemson. They both basically
if everyone's going to go chalk, it's going to be Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, and
No,
one other team.
I've got
a Big Ten team, and I think that Big Ten team is Penn State.
Okay. I'm going to go. I'm going Bama. I'm going Clemson.
I'm going to go Wisconsin. Wisconsin?
Switch it up on you.
In the four?
Wisconsin's going to be the three seed. And then I need to get one more. One more team. I don't know who I want for my fourth team.
Just no one out west.
I kind of want to go.
No one out west.
I know. Man. There's a Big Ten. They don't get two in. You know what? Give me the Fighting Holgersons in there.
Whoa.
West Virginia.
In the four? Oh, yeah. I love that.
West Virginia.
Bullish on Greer.
Yeah, I'm in on Greer.
Will Greer is the dude.
Bama, Clemson, Wisconsin, West Virginia. What are the chances? Well, Bama's going to get in. They don't play anybody. They're at home the whole season. They play road games anymore? They played Old Miss,
I guess.
That would
be, I think, combined, might have 300-plus rushing yards against West Virginia in that in the semi. Bama.
Yeah,
that defense is so bad.
Yeah, you might be right. I don't feel great about those. All right, did you make yours? Your four? Did you give me your four?
Oh, yeah. So I went chalk. I went the first three were the usual suspects.
You put Georgia?
Bama,
in?
Clemson, Georgia, and then Penn State is also in the party.
Okay, there you go. There you go. We made our playoff picks. What do you got, Kent?
My four, Bama, Clemson, Wisconsin, and Washington. Those
so
are
we've
my
got
four.
Three of the same four, then.
Yep.
Sully, you want to join in here?
Same thing. Bama, Clemson, the Badgers, and Georgia. That schedule's too easy. They're going to roll through that division.
Yeah.
So,
and I like it. I like it. We were on the record here. And, Kent, congratulations, two-time champ. Thank you for coming in today. Thanks for putting together the picks. We do appreciate that. I think between the picks and this new cam call thing that we've got going on now, the college shows are going to be fun this year. All right, that's going to do it for us. Be sure to download, subscribe, tell a buddy. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do appreciate that. We've had a lot of fun here on the show. All college football. We'll be back with the NFL stuff, though, next week. So be sure to check that out every Tuesday, every Thursday during the football season. We've got you covered. Also, a Monday. We've got, once the regular season starts, we'll have a Monday pod as well, a little recap pod. So we'll have a Monday, a Tuesday, and a Thursday, 3 a week coming your way. Boys behind the glass, thank you so much. We've got Sully, Kent, we've got Hytham, we've got Cam, we've got the whole crew back.
Whole crew.
Thank you guys for all your work, and thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to NFL.com/podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.